WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump right now attending the National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time.
Earlier in the week, the president's Department of Government Efficiency and its head, Elon Musk, offered 2 million federal workers buyouts and told them they have until today to decide whether to take them. Also, the Trump administration, under the direction of Elon Musk, moving to close the Agency of International Development, which provides billions for food, education and medical programs to developing countries around the world. Next expected to be closed, the U.S. Department of Education.
He is effectively shutting down an American government agency that requires an act of Congress.
University of Michigan professor Donald Moynihan. Major winter storm affecting millions this morning. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Please be careful out there today. There are ice rinks all over Madison. My own driveway was basically a death trap. We got the dreaded wintry mix last night, a combination of snow and ice that can make for really dangerous roads. There were lots of slide-offs and accidents on Madison streets last night. If you have sand or salt, now is the time to create a little traction where you need it. And if you see somebody or have a neighbor who's elderly or less able-bodied than you are, help them out if you can. Sometimes you just need a little help getting steady on this ice. And a Madison grocery store is raising money for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It's just cool to see how many people have stepped up to support them. Fresh Mart is an international grocery on University Avenue. The owner has pledged to donate 5% of all profits in February to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund. And it's Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Around Madison's lakes and the Starkweather Creek area are at higher risk of flooding. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage, and this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of national flood insurance program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks snapping a four-game losing streak by beating the Hornets in Charlotte 112-102. Damian Lillard, with 29 points after Giannis, had to sit out the game with a sore calf muscle. Next, the Bucks face the Hawks tomorrow night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No one likes losing, I can tell you that. So getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back and see what we have from there.
The Bucks making moves before today's trade deadline, sending Chris Middleton and their first-round pick A.J. Johnson to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzman and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin. Then last night, they picked up a center, Jericho Sims, from the Knicks for guard DeLon Wright and Cash. NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles back on the practice field. Do the Packers have enough experienced players to make it to a Super Bowl? Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think that it can go either way, honestly. But I think that what we need is just some guys that we know that in this league are already proven and they've done it at a high level.
That's Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, but it's also going to be very windy. Our high right around 34 this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 30, gusting to near 40 at times. 11 tonight, mostly cloudy, 28 tomorrow, then more snow on the way Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Jimmy K. from Max, Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the happy hour of love. Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Featuring the flavor that kills. With special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The happy hour of love with the flavor that kills. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brittany Merlot will be here with weather and wine. See what the icy conditions are going to be doing. And all things sports with J.R. Radcliffe. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
We need to act like a real opposition party in the middle of a constitutional and democracy crisis.
Thank you.
That means we should not be moving forward nominees or legislation in the United States Senate. Democrats should not be giving votes to nominees or to legislation in the United States Senate until Republicans get serious about this crisis.
Wow.
Thank you, Senator Chris Murphy. That's exactly the energy we need right now.
Yep.
Him and AOC, Jasmine Crockett.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Oh, it's a good thing we have a fake fireplace because Representative Ro Khanna is coming on and I need to hold his feet to the fake fire over there. Because he originally, remember, said he would work with Doge, so I'm hoping that he has changed his mind now with what is going on, right?
Yes.
And he missed a vote on Musk. He says they called it without notice, but we want to find out exactly what's going on.
Yep.
Because it is all hands on deck. It is a is there more than a 5-alarm fire? Is there something beyond that?
I mean, if you have a gigantic skyscraper
What happens if there was a constitutional crisis inside a national security crisis in a fire? In a 5-alarm fire, then what's that? Just
asking. That's not good.
All right. Something is worse than that. It's something worse than not good. Oh, my God. Can I tell you why I'm extra cranky this morning?
Why are you cranky?
Because whatever channel I had it on this morning, I don't even know which one. It's in the bathroom. That to put Trump's entire stupid prayer breakfast speech on. First of all, he sounds like he's been shot with a tranquilizer dart on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Well, he was up all night.
Bella laughed. She has no idea. That was a show in the 1960s, 70s?
So funny.
I saw it in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh. He is completely tranquilized, and he just droned on about what you'll be shocked about himself.
Uh-huh. Well, he was up all night truth centraling.
Bringing religion back. Apparently, there's no religion. He just brought it back just now. It's never going to be religion back.
Somebody listened too much to Imagine by John Lennon.
And then he also made it all about himself, which I know is also shocking.
Right.
But the grace of God was spared. God saved me. I wouldn't be here right now. Blah, blah.
Oh, shock.
Oh, my God. Now I see why we put a moratorium on playing his sound bites, because I can't.
Do we need the shut-up cannon?
Yes, I do. Hey, Bella, we fire up that shut-up cannon. I can't listen to him anymore. Oh, just any of them are fine. You see, you can't really make a mistake in the shut up.
Shut up!
Thank you.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I swear to God, I get stupider every time I accidentally listen to him. I can't remember. Oh, he's speculating about the air crash, and I don't. You know, when I fly in my plane, my system isn't from America. It's better. I'm like, didn't he run on the whole America, MAGA, America first? Right.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we outdated equipment. That's his new thing, it was an equipment failure. She doesn't know anything about what happened yet.
Yeah, and
he's like, oh, it's equipment. We're gonna have the best equipment. You know, I don't use equipment from America on my plane. I was like, what?
And Sean Duffy said he's gonna plug Doge into the FAA.
Right.
Now.
Oh yeah, yeah. The guy from Road Rules is gonna bring in the unelected billionaire whose rockets blow up every 2 seconds to find out what's going on in the aviation sector.
The one who wanted to sue the FAA.
Right.
Remember that.
Right. Right. Can I just say, things have gotten particularly stupid on Twitter. You know, I stay just because I'm I don't like myself much. Well, self-esteem problem. Yeah. And also, it's hard for really anyone else to lower my self-esteem.
Your crew does it for you every day.
Yes, yes.
That means we're not trying hard enough.
I know.
Bella is lovely and very supportive of me. Thank God.
Someone has to be.
Yeah, right? So, William wants to know, how much USAID money do you get? And you know, Chris, as you know, it's hard to answer that question. There's so many Brinks trucks pulling up so many times. It's just, we don't even have enough staff to unload all the money.
Right.
We get, what? The actual,
you're doing the
why would I get USAID money?
You're doing the breaststroke and all those gold coins in your
right.
In your cave.
Yeah, I'm Scrooge McDuck over here. With that. I have to just put it next to the George Soros money over there. Okay. Oh, and this guy. Oh, I got turned into the authorities. Ooh.
Oh.
Do we? I know we have a shut up cannon and a. What else do we have? I can't remember the other one now already. But I don't. Do we have like a off cannon? I don't know. Oh, we do have. Yeah, we have just anything in the shut up cannon's fine. Daryl. He's reported me several people that he's copied here, because you know this is the new. Trump administration, you know, we're ratting people out in different agencies.
Uh-huh.
So Daryl, spelled D-A-R-Y-L, not like his other brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl, but
right.
This Daryl.
Okay.
Daryl Eats Estes. Daryl Estes. Hi, Daryl. Hi. He copies Kash Patel, Vivek Ramaswamy, Pam Bundy, Donald Trump Jr., and Greg Gutfeld.
Okay.
Y'all should look into this platform. She hates Trump so much it's scary. Which I guess is illegal now. So
it's illegal to
he's
hate.
Reporting me to all those people who can go.
Shut the f up, Donnie.
Yeah. I don't. It's just an odd mix of people he's reported me to.
So it's illegal to disagree with a politician now.
Yeah. If you don't hate Trump, I think that's scary at this point.
That should be illegal.
Yeah. Okay. What else did I? Let's see. Here we go. Tom. Oh, that guy. The guy that calls me the bulimic ditch licker. Mm-hmm. Tom Hagen. Hi, Tom. Say hi to Daryl for me and his other brother, Daryl. He simply tweeted a picture of a monkey in a military uniform and said, our next guest, Malcolm Nance. So, see, that's, you know, so funny and original over there in the Racistville, is that it's because he's African-American. You see how that's funny? It's a picture of an ape in a okay. All right, so that's a good, that's a little, just a light dusting of Twitter this morning. Oh, you know what? Even in those corners, though, there is love for Bella.
Oh.
David said, did Bella need to fax the Gen Z slang document to Mama? I don't do faxes anymore. I used to. Remember when I did the shiny, curly paper faxes?
Oh, yeah.
I used to get all my show prep for CNBC, so I had to deal with that and then Babe Buchanan. All the, like, and then you had to figure out like what order they were in. Are you talking to the Pentagon? Are you doing something really important? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because Krista can't hear the show, so I'm fixing things
okay.
here.
All right. Well, just pay attention to Mommy, and then we'll fix that. We have more. We have a love letter. Pay attention. Blake from Utah.
In a second.
Subject line, Badass Bella.
Oh.
That's really a lot. Mama, wanted to say the opening segment yesterday was one of the funniest segments I have ever heard on your show. The chemistry between you, Chris, and Bella is just so funny. I haven't laughed that much in a while. Listening to you learn the new Gen Z slang was hysterical. Yeah, it was, what's the word? What's the word for it, Bella?
There's so many words for
right?
it. But we have concluded that you're a baddie and you
sure.
have Riz.
I've Riz. Yes. I'm a baddie Riz. What?
Yeah.
I have
you
Riz.
You have Riz.
Yeah, and I am a, right. Okay. Bella arrived on your show at the perfect time. It's true. All of us old, crusty people have lost the will to live. And here comes baby Bella. We need the humor she brings to your show, Blake from Utah.
Oh, thanks, Blake
see?
From Utah.
Right? Bella's giving us all new hope, isn't she? Yeah. Us crusty old septuagenarians have lost the will to live long ago. She's right. Brings the little zygote of the Stephanie Miller Show. You look worried. Is there something else I should know?
No.
Did maybe just, me announcing that Daryl has reported me has already shut us down? Is that Which one of you did it? Does Greg Gutfeld have the power to shut me down? I'm not sure which one. I guess Pam Bondi. I don't know. Is there going to be a knock on the door? Okay. Also, and Cash Patel. Okay. Oh, well, the head of the FBI. Yeah. Crazy Eyes might show up here this morning.
Yeah. He got glasses. Did you see that?
Did he?
To hide his eyes.
To hide his crazy Betty Davis eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or to distract from him.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's a lot times 11 billion this morning. It was a lot yesterday and the day before, but I don't even know where to start with the whole them talking about what a bold idea to take us invading Gaza would be, sending United States troops into, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's bold. You know what? You know who else had a bold idea about Poland?
Hitler.
Yes, that's right. Hitler is still the answer today. It's going to be the answer every day.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a heads up. All right, so we have our regular Thursdays. You look really worried. Carl Frisch,
I'm trying to troubleshoot here because I'm also the engineer.
All right, Dana Goldberg and Representative Ro Khanna. It is just the petty vindictiveness, by the way. This is just today's example. So the leader of the Coast Guard Commandant Linda Fagan, who Trump removed on his second day in office, they evicted her from her home with 3 hours' notice, not even enough time to gather her personal effects. One of her allies says it is petty and it is personal. We have the, what do you call it, audio of Nancy Mace screaming tranny, tranny, tranny,
yep,
after Jerry Connolly told her that's an offensive term to people. They're just mean girls. And guys, how is this even partisan anymore?
Yeah.
They're just mean and nasty. And did you see the movie Mean Girls? Is that too old a reference?
No. Okay. I love Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They're always reading out of a burn book. Oh, do we have that? Yes. Yep. Why not? Sure.
The gentlelady has used a phrase that is considered a slur in the LGBTQ community and the transgender community. And
tranny, tranny, tranny. I don't really care. You want penises in women's bathrooms, and I'm not going to have it.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Let's
Okay, because that's what Jesus would do, is the name. So that's like Trump said at the prayer breakfast. That's bringing religion back, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Wow. We're off to a magical start. Okay. Twist 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Do not bend the knee. Do not obey in advance. Stand with a company that stands with you, that stands with your values. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are the nation's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All. We can still fight. Did you see these protests all over the country? I'm telling you, this is what democracy looks like.
That's right.
I sputtered. Okay. It's the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get great deals on new phones, competitive plans. So easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, and come on over. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms for non-religious free thinkers like us. It's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Miller or text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see
yeah,
you
do it.
Brave.
Yeah, look at me. I'm still talking. And I've been reported to some authorities. Don Jr.?
Sure.
Yeah. Coke and gummy. I've been reported to them by some guy on Twitter. Okay. All right. Representative Jerry Connolly, who is doing a great job. By the way, protests all over the country. Nicely done. Thank you. Fight, fight, fight. Representative Jerry Connolly said, you read that right, blocked without debate. If Republicans are such big fans of Elon Musk's hostile takeover of our government, why are they so afraid to hear from him? Because they know you, the American people, aren't going to like what he has to say.
Right.
Unbelievable. The Democrats tried to call Elon Musk because we have a right to know.
That's right.
Taxpayers have a right to know what is going on with our data. Oh, by the way, this is it. This was way too long a thread to actually, I know we're only 2 weeks in, but our legal lad, Tristan Snell, has tweeted, Donald Trump has already committed at least 23 potential illegalities in only 16 days. Remember I said that? Don't worry, he'll commit more crimes. I know we didn't get him for the last set, but I didn't think in 2 weeks we would be up to 23.
But he's immune.
Right. Well, I just, for anyone that's still interested in
okay. Right.
Is he committing crimes? Right. I'm not saying it's important in any way.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Thank. Nice. Yeah. Sidebar. Sure. So stipulated, Counselor.
I mean, you know, the Supreme Court has spoken.
Freezing funding for Medicaid and all other federal assistance programs. Two, revoking birthright citizenship. Three, using expedited removal to deport immigrants with zero due process. That's just, I didn't even bother printing them. Next 20.
Uh-huh.
It was like that Gen Z slang. I don't, you know what? I'm so Riz. I don't need to know the other 20 pages.
Aren't you curious as to what was on
the No. Oh, well, you know what? This is our phone screen saying something it's never said before. So we're just going to see if it still works. Hi, David in Minneapolis. Hi.
Hi, Mama. This is David in Minneapolis. Well, you already knew that.
Yes, Reverend Dave.
Yeah, it says something it's never said before, son. So we had no idea if this works. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, anyway, you know, just a little reason to feel some hope. Here in Minneapolis, we, you know, hearing about that churches are now going to be invaded to find the undocumented folks. And I work every Tuesday and Thursday morning here handing out bus cards, handing out laundry vouchers to people who are from Ecuador, from Mexico, you name it, just to help them out. Are they documented? We have no idea.
Yeah.
But they need help, and so we help them.
I mean, we opened with the theme of, oh, by the way, the goons, the DEI whatever goon squad confiscated someone's sign that just said be kind on their desk.
Yeah.
Jesus would ever have said. That's too DEI.
No, Jesus is just, he has a left-wing agenda.
Right.
But what I was going to tell you, Steph, is that...
Hang on, let me just finish. My point is we opened with this whole Mean Girls thing about, you know, Nancy Mace yelling tranny, tranny, tranny on the floor of Congress.
Yes.
And I was saying the other, you know, thing that's happening is these people impersonating ICE agents so that they can harass and deport and whatever brown people, not even caring if they're legal or not. But sorry, go ahead.
They don't care. No, but absolutely. And that's probably what we're talking about here. So I was discussing with the head of this ministry in our church, and I said, what are we going to do if ICE shows up? So they organized a meeting, and we were expecting maybe 50, 75 people around the metro area here to come to this meeting about what do we do if ICE shows up. 1,300 people are coming to this meeting to talk about what we can do if ICE shows up in our churches and wants to take people away.
Right.
To me, that was so gratifying to know that there are still people who have souls and care about others and actually care about the teachings of Christ, you know, to be perfectly honest.
Yep.
And you're doing God's work. I love you. I'm sorry. I was away for so long.
I
just couldn't deal with it.
I missed you. I hear you, honey. Do what you need to do. I say that to everybody. You know, you got to take a rest, let someone else lift you up for a second, and come on, get back in the fight. But love you and missed you, okay?
Yes. Well, thank you. Right. Miss you too. You guys take care.
All right, you too. All right, I'm not sure if this falls. Since I'm HR, I'll have to determine whether it falls under sexual harassment that I just wrote nice beaver on a list to my new 22-year-old employee, Bella. Well, you know why I brought it up? Because Dave called from Minneapolis, and Teresa has information about Minnesota beaver laws.
Nice beaver.
Oh. Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Oh, every little girl remembers her first beaver drop.
Do you know that where that movie is from?
No.
Okay. That's actually Priscilla Presley to Leslie Nielsen in
Naked Gun.
Oh, okay. I've never seen The Naked Gun. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
That's your assignment for the weekend. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this would be an update. Is it Leave It to Beaver music? That show's even older, so you won't know.
It's in the other computer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes, Teresa in Minneapolis. It's just an update because we've been covering this. You know, no one covers Beaver News like I do.
I know.
Yeah. Dear Steph, I thought you might need to know that our laws on eating beaver have been a moving target for the past year.
Oh, really?
Yes. The attached screenshot shows what our state legislature has had to grapple with. And she sent, yes, we covered this. Chris, you don't remember us covering the breaking Minnesota beaver laws? Yeah. After a change last year, it is illegal to eat nuisance beaver in Minnesota.
Question?
Listen, been there, done that.
Sidebar?
Yeah.
What is nuisance beaver?
You know, it's beaver that's making a nuisance of itself. Being destructive.
Annoying beaver.
I could almost be an expert in this. Oh, thank you, Bella. Okay. A Minnesota senator is now proposing that the state reverse that ban so that you can eat nuisance beaver again. That's what happens, you know what I mean? You just sing along enough, and I'm like, how bad could it be? Beaver meat, Chris, apparently tastes like beef, according to online reviews.
Apparently.
Isn't it a little more stringy, a little more gamey?
Okay.
What? What'd I say?
I'm going to slam us. I just... Poor Bella. She's just a baby.
No.
This is her first big girl job.
She's dealt with beaver before.
Yeah. All right. Well, not nuisance beaver like this. 29 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined 14 other states in supporting gender-affirming care for trans kids. President Trump signed an executive order banning institutions that get federal grant money from providing trans folks under age 19 with puberty blockers, hormones, or surgery. Families and queer advocacy groups have filed lawsuits against the administration. Now, a coalition of attorneys general have stated that they'll protect access to care to the extent their state laws allow. That includes here in Wisconsin. And a new study finds that car insurance rates will increase here in the Badger State this year, but not as much as in previous years or as much as in other states. The study from Insurify says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to grow by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates than we do here. And it's time for a uniquely Wisconsin tradition. Here's Lisa Hale from Northeastern Wisconsin.
Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in Northeast Wisconsin Saturday. Last year's season wasn't that good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and some sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions before going out on the ice. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. And while some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice, which is sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, but it's also going to be very windy. Our high right around 34 this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 30, gusting to near 40 at times. 11 tonight, mostly cloudy, 28 tomorrow, then more snow on the way Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there, too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Dan Schaefer joins us from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor to talk about the changing times in the Republican world. Has professional wrestling taken over? We'll explain.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Guys, and when I say you guys, I am referring to my Republican colleagues,
pretend as if you are the heroes of the story. But let me remind you who set the house on fire. It was y'all. So let me go ahead and handle these receipts, because I know that I always have to have proof, even though I guess our education system is failing us, because it seems like facts don't seem to faze people that vote for y'all.
Yeah.
I need at least 25 milligrams of Jasmine Crockett in my veins every morning, stat. Just
right
so you know.
Right away, Ms. Miller.
Yeah, because that's what democracy looks like. Here comes our friend.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Mm. Yeah. Good morning, Carl Frisch. I am... Good morning, honey. I am so sorry. I saw your statement from the school board. The Fairfax County School Board is heartbroken to learn of the devastating loss of life in last night's aviation accident, including three of your students and six of your parents. How are you doing? How is everybody there doing? I don't know what else to ask.
I mean, it's horrible. You know, you first hear about it, and then you get more details, and you start learning about who the kids and families were, and, you know, it's been very hard on the students and the school communities who are these kids, very talented kids, and it's been very hard in an already difficult environment. You know, a lot of families in Northern Virginia are really worried about their futures because apparently we don't really care about national security or keeping people safe from poisoned food or making sure that medicines are inspected or anything else that the federal government plays a pivotal role in anymore. And many of those workers live in Northern Virginia or, suburban Maryland. So it's been a very difficult couple weeks.
Yeah. I mean, Carl, you know, to your point, because, you know, we both come from Republican families. You're right. Like, this sort of idea started a long time ago that government's bad. And then they get in power and they prove it. You know, I mean, they try to just take a wrecking ball to everything, as you say, that it keeps us safe, that regulates everything from air safety to, as you say, food safety to our national security. And I think we have never been more vulnerable on every front, don't you?
I mean, I was just reading this morning about how to comply with one of Trump's executive orders, the CIA sent an email, unsecured, because this is how they asked for it, of people who were hired in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
People might wonder what that's about. Well, they're looking to fire anybody who's not yet protected. They've certainly put in jeopardy, you know, the names of these CIA analysts that are doing their best to keep us safe.
Yeah. And I don't have a Butter Emails t-shirt, but I wish I did. I mean, it's just the hypocrisy is so unbelievable. Just in case you just tuned in, the CIA sent the White House an unclassified email listing all employees hired by the agency over the last 2 years. Former CIA officials warned the unsecured email risked the list leaking to adversaries, and those hired in recent years were typically recruited and hired for their expertise in aiding missions to combat China. The list included first names and the first initial of the last name of the new hires who are still on probation, so they're thus easy to dismiss. It included a large crop of young analysts and operatives who were hired specifically to focus on China, whose identities were closely guarded because Chinese hackers are constantly seeking to identify them. Not to mention, here you have Elon Musk that just sees, he and his goons have seized control of the Treasury. He has, you know, business, all this business dealing in China. And Carolyn Leavitt, is that the fembot? Carolyn
yeah,
Leavitt?
That's her.
Said, oh, he'll just decide himself whether there's any conflict of interest. It's up to him. I mean,
yeah, this is the guy who's going after NPR because they get 1% of their budget from the federal government, and you know a third of his space company funded by the federal government.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, our beloved Joe from Jersey said, hold on. The Department of Governing Efficiency, the entity which claims its mission is to end wasteful spending, was given $7 million taxpayer dollars to cover its, quote, expenses in the span of a single week. Are you kidding me? So... It's the tech bros.
Yep.
The 19-year-olds just took your $7 million to go steal your grandmother's Social Security checks. I mean, Carl, talk to us. Help us. What to do?
Well, I mean, don't look away. I think there's a tendency right now for a lot of people are saying, I'm just going to ignore what's happening in Washington. Don't ignore it, and don't let your lawmakers not hear from you for a split moment. Reach out to them weekly or daily if you have to. You know, I think Lisa Murkowski posted online that she was getting 1,400 calls per minute, which was a record in her office. They need to hear.
By the way, speaking of security, and this story, real quick, I'm just reading down further here. Some former officials say they worry the list could be passed on to a team of these new broligarchs that are, you know, working with Musk. If that happened, the names of the employees might be more easily targeted by China, Russia, or other foreign intelligence services. One former agency officer called the reporting of the names in an unclassified email a counterintelligence disaster. Other people have been pointing that out. This one, middle-aged riot said, congratulations, Republican voters. You're now one Russian spy away from Vladimir Putin having your Social Security number. Those guys would definitely sell out the country for a handy J, wouldn't they? Am I right?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
You know, like, we have a method in place to ensure that the people working in our government are safe and that they're not assets and that they have been cleared. We're not using that process. We are not giving people security clearance. They are not seeking background checks on these people. And so, any of the guardrails that were in place to ensure everything is on the up and up have been long disregarded, but it's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It feels like longer.
So yeah. I was forced to listen. It happened to be on this morning when I was getting ready. It's Trump droning on at the prayer breakfast. About, you know, banning trans, women from women's sports. He, of course, signed the executive order yesterday. We just played Nancy Mace yelling tranny not on the House floor, in a committee meeting. Mm-hmm. I mean, Carl, these are the people that claim to be Christians. And, you know, congratulations, you stopped that one girl in your state from playing badminton. Like they did something, right?
I think I read that the group that's really fighting, equal access to school sports claimed that there were five trans athletes in K-12 sports, or high school athletics. I don't know what the number is, but like these are, you know, when voters think back on why they elected the people they elected, they wanted them to focus on making life a little easier for them, making cost of living, you know, the price of eggs, the cost of gas, the cost of, you know, essentials like healthcare go down. But that's not what is happening, right? Groceries are going up.
Yep.
Somebody who they were told was not going to go cavalierly, you know, start wars or engage in foreign policy that leads to conflict. I mean, they're getting the exact opposite of what they said they were
looking
for.
Yeah, and then it's in the latest episode of The Emperor Has No Clothes, you've got everybody, you know, from Kelly McEnany.
Kelly.
All these Republicans saying what a bold, genius idea this is, invading Gaza. I just am like, oh, my God. By the way, on the Nancy Mace thing, mm-hmm. She posted on X last week, she doesn't care if people call her C-word.
Oh.
Saying, at least I have one.
All right.
Bella, could you take your organ out for me? Thanks so much. That sounds weird
church
now,
organ.
Doesn't it? It's called church organ.
Yeah.
Just because this prayer breakfast was this morning, this is the kind of rhetoric these people engage in, right? The name calling, the meanness. Republicans pray at.
This is conservative end of comedy.
Yep.
Yeah. Republicans pray at hate group event to thank Jesus for sending Trump to end perversion and depravity. GOP Representative Brian Babin, leading a group of Republicans in prayer, thanking Jesus for sending their glorious leader. This was organized by the Family Research Council. He's the chair of the House Science Committee. Oh, my God. I mean,
there are through lines all over this. I mean, this is why these same people support Vladimir Putin in Russia, right? Because they're willing to look past all of the human rights abuses just because he really makes the gays and the lesbians and the bisexual and transgender people in Russia suffer.
Yeah. can I say just because what do we need to microdose hope, mm-hmm. as Allison Gill says. You know, Pete Souza, the famous Obama White House photographer, yeah. He said on Instagram, I've probably been to 100 political protests like this in my life, all the ones yesterday. And he said, and there has always been counter protesters that show up until today. No one came to support Trump any law, not a single counter protester, zero. Obviously, the stuff he's doing is wildly unpopular. So, you know, put your political strategist cap on for a minute, Carl.
Well, I think what we have to be looking for, there's, I think, about 10 congressional races in the House that were separated by less than a percentage point, somewhere in that neighborhood in the last election. And these people cannot be liking what they're seeing going on right now.
Right.
Because, you know, if Trump truly pursued bringing prices down and entirely focused on that, even if he wasn't successful at it, it would look like he was trying to do it. That would probably help some of those people hold on in 2 years. But the fact that he's pursued one fringe thing after another and they're not doing anything about it is really, it's digging their own political graves at this point because they're not going to be able to have, they won't have anything to take yeah. back to voters.
And I'm telling you, the Democratic base wants that Jasmine Crockett energy, Chris Murphy, AOC just said no Democrat should be voting to advance Trump's nominees while all this stuff is going on. There has to be a political price to pay, and we have a responsibility as a party to block everything that is happening while we're setting while they're setting a liberal mash to the federal government. And I agree. You know, I this is not, there's no way to say this is a five alarm fire without acting like it. I think. I mean, we're having Ro Khanna on in a little bit. I know he initially said, oh, he'd work with Doge. Well, they're not. They proved in record time they're not operating in good faith on anything, right. Carl, right?
And not working with anybody either.
Yeah. Thank you.
A billionaire's fever dream. It's not anything else. It's not like there's any method to the madness.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. One last one. Hold, please. Yeah. Jamie Raskin, who we just DC sexy liberal pal. Said, you know, just we have to just keep calling out what happens because, as usual, the mainstream media, like I was saying, they just aired, and I think that was actually MSNBC, which I still had the channel on, aired his speech in total, just went breaking news, aired his entire ridiculous, stupid speech with him, by the way, speculating again about the D.C. crash with no information, you know. And it's Jamie Raskin just was talking about this stupid tariff thing. He said Mexico said they were going to put 10,000 troops on the border. They already had 15,000 troops on the border. He just likes a lot of razzle dazzle and noise. But the leaders of the world are laughing at him. And we can recognize what a fraudulent pretense this whole thing was. He actually got less troops than Biden did. And, you know, but the problem, Carl, remains the disinformation. If you watch Fox News, glorious leader just negotiated another amazing deal with his threats to Mexico and Canada, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the news out of Canada was just the same, right?
Yes.
Like they committed to the things they committed to a year ago.
Yeah, they're laughing at us. I mean, go ahead.
No, I mean, you're right. And I don't think we can expect Fox News to change. You know, the only time that you see something different on Fox News is when it impacts, like, when there's a direct correlation on the stock market. And so, like, they did go after tariffs a bit. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they're not going to, like, try and cajole Trump into doing the right thing by pulling off the tariffs. They're going to praise him for whatever it takes to keep him there. You know, they talked about the grants and whatnot. But, look, they are going to continue to do what they've done the entire time he's been on the political stage. They're going to do whatever it takes to maintain their relationship with him and conservative hold on power.
Yeah. Carl, love and light to all you,
yeah.
your kids and parents there. Yeah. And I hang in there. We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, honey. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Wow. Oh, yeah. As ever there was a time. Oof. The highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually works. Oh, I have a shoulder thing now, too. Did I tell you, in addition to my lower back?
How'd you throw that out?
You know, sleeping incorrectly. Oh. You hit a certain age and you can sleep wrong. I don't know.
Okay.
Something.
All right.
Or maybe it's a touch of bursitis. Who can tell? Okay, if you're
Mama's got some bursitis.
Mama might have a
rub bursitis. Some liniment on it.
I'm gonna get my shoes and my glasses and go down to the doctor.
She doesn't get that.
It's all right. She's gonna miss a bunch of them. It's okay. If you're battling daily stress or trying to ease the that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for you. We got gummies, we got tincture, we got that CBD relief stick. Get it right now if you can save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. That is cbdistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
This portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yep, they're important.
Oh, if you had to be subjected to any of that prayer speech by Donald Trump, dear God, go now to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. He's a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Apparently, religion was gone for quite some time, all of it, and just till this morning.
All right.
Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government, when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today. You get events with top thinkers and activists and much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberty.
Liberty.
Like never before. Text fees may apply 54 minutes after the hour. Yes, I was subjected to this prayer speech. What I swear to God, he's been heavily tranquilized. I think it's the you know, Marlon Perkins used to use for the wildebeest.
Yeah. That's
what they shot the wildebeest with.
No, that was always Jim. Marlon was in the helicopter.
Right. But he was just droning on and on. Okay, so here's the first reports on it. He went on a stunning riff about the deadly air crash, comparing the collision with the infrequency of golf balls hitting each other.
What? What?
I'm thinking about Carl Frisch and the parents and kids they lost from his... First of all, you get dumber every time you listen to him. He just pulls stuff out of his ass. Just shut the up until we know exactly what happened. And first of all, we know that you fired the head of the FAA on Inauguration Day because President Musk told you to. We know you gutted the Aviation Security Committee, and you've froze the hiring of air traffic controllers.
He's a sociopath.
For nearly 4 minutes, he drifted between points as he continued to speculate about the disaster and compared the crash with golf balls and a driving... people just lost their loved ones. Please just shut them up.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Thank you for just a second. Do you want to hear some of it? Just because we don't want to hug.
All right.
That event, like the tragedy last week, should remind us we ought to make the most of every single day we have. Who would think that you're in space and two things collide? The odds of that happening are so small, even without proper control. What we should have had proper control, we should have had better equipment. We don't. We have obsolete equipment. They were understaffed for whatever reason. 'Cause of you! I guess the helicopter was high, and we'll find out exactly what happened. But the odds, even if you had nothing, if you had nobody, the odds of that happening extremely small. It's like, did you ever see? You go to a driving range in golf, and you're hitting balls, hundreds of balls.
Oh, my God!
Hundreds of balls, thousands of hours. I never see a ball hit another ball. Balls going all over the place. You know, is this not a porn he watched by accident or something? Because, you know, he usually just repeats things from movies he's seen without realizing.
I don't think that's a porn he watched because it didn't have urine in it.
Balls going all over the place. You've seen this movie, haven't you?
Me?
You never see him hit. It's amazing that could happen. There were a lot of mistakes made that should never have happened, but regardless of that, it's amazing that it happened. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And why are networks still airing that in its entirety? Oh, yeah, God, he's just a crazy person. Help me. I need Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Hi. Hi.
Oh, my love. I would get
balls,
on a plane.
Balls, Karen. Balls everywhere.
Balls. I would come to you, but I am afraid to get on a plane.
Yeah, me too.
At the moment. oh, my God. It is too much. And at least, are they fact-checking at least?
No, they just aired it live, aired it in its entirety like it's breaking news. We're right back at the beginning of this whole clown show, Karen.
I know. It's like at least have a Chiron that says the truth. Fact checks them, real time. It's insane that we're in this spot again. But I just want to say this. Anybody out there that is struggling or feeling despair, get out and protest. Yeah. I went to a protest downtown yesterday, and I'm telling you, it really does help. I mean, we're still in the spot we're in, but it is good to be around people that are feeling the same things that we are. We are having an impact. Their phone calls do matter to our senators.
Karen, sorry. Hard break that you're so familiar with. I'm sorry. 58 minutes after the hour, Dr. Doom next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, it's a Max Inc. preview with Jimmy Kay.
I've got a lot of news I'll be reading from the fetal position.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. today, President Trump had these words about faith.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be.
Confusion and frustration across Washington and nationwide as federal workers have until midnight to decide if they want to take that buyout offer from the Trump administration. The president now saying U.S. troops won't be used to move millions of Palestinians out of Gaza so private builders can begin turning it into what he says will become the Riviera of the Middle East.
Just now, the president posting that, quote, no soldiers by the U.S. would be needed, saying stability for the region would reign.
That's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Earlier, the president said American troops might well be used. Another state considers imposing a public school-wide cell phone ban. Oklahoma, the latest to consider a smartphone lockdown. This is ABC News.